This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives pushed through a $14.5 billion military assistance package for Israel without humanitarian aid for Gaza. We get more on this story from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The measure passed mainly along party lines.
On this vote, the yeas are 226, the nays are 196. The bill is passed.
In a partisan approach by new Speaker Mike Johnson, the emergency package requires offsets with cuts in government spending elsewhere. Such a bill would normally have full bipartisan support. Democrats said Johnson's approach will only delay help for Israel. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the bill stunningly unserious and says it has no chance in the Senate. President Joe Biden has said he will veto it. Norman Hall, Washington.
More Americans with dual citizenship have left the Gaza Strip as the nation's top diplomat headed to the Middle East for more talks on the Israel-Hamas war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
After global sympathy, Israel now faces criticism over its full-fledged military response in Gaza, which makes Blinken's visit more complex. He'll again stress U.S. backing for Israel's need to defend itself, but
how Israel does this matters.
Noting images of Palestinian children pulled from the rubble of airstrikes.
That hits me in the gut as much as seeing a child in Israel or anywhere else.
Blinken says he'll discuss concrete steps to protect Palestinian civilians. He'll also introduce a new priority.
We're focused on the day of. We also need to be focused on the day after.
And the need for Israel and its neighbors to start considering what a post-war Gaza looks like. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And for more news, please join us at VOA News.